going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, right to the people. And we'll get some ticket techs in the mix. Get to who said it at 4 o'clock. Lots to do today. We go to Brent 97.1. Brent, what's going on, pal? How you doing?
Hey guys, just moved back from Cincinnati. Lived down there for 3 years, and I can say, coming from AFC North country, the division rivalries are still very much alive. I jumped on that Bengals bandwagon, and still, even coming back here, I have a lot of disdain for the Browns and the Rappers. Steelers are all right, but I think it's just a Detroit thing. I think the rivalries down in Cincinnati are alive and well.
So why is that? I mean, I'm not denying what you're saying. I'm asking why, though. Like, what happened here where we don't have rivals? Our teams are just getting good again. The Lions have been one of the best teams in football the last couple of years. What are we missing?
I think the run of irrelevance is still strong on everyone's coat. 5 years where all four teams were kind of pointless.
Yeah, no, it's fair.
Killed all our rivalries.
No, that's, Brent, it's a really good point. And you know what? Look, Baseball's such a long season. You get comfortable thinking your team has made it. But the truth is, the Tigers for most of last year were irrelevant. Then they had a Disney movie. Now they're really good this year. But no, there's no, you got to shut your door, brother. There is no rivalry. I don't feel anything towards the Blue Jays. I don't feel anything towards the Sox, Cleveland. I think that's made up stuff right now.
No, he may be right, because his teams were so bad, we just kind of lost interest, and we were just kind of like the professional version of homecoming team, where you were the get right, or in the NBA, you were the day that, okay, we can take the day off. We're playing the Pistons. You don't have to send your best lineup out there to beat them. Now, maybe that there's a renaissance happening here in Detroit, we may start getting rivalry games back, because the games will actually mean something.
Who would the Lions' rival be, though? This is what I mean about the NFL.
If they play again, like the Commanders, they could be a rivalry for
play
the Lions.
In the regular season this year, plus a playoff game.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're looking at the Bears with Ben Johnson. I think that has potential. And then the Packers, if the Packers get good, that could start becoming something where you're fighting for the divisional. Like,
well, the other thing is rivalries, they can't be one team always winning.
Right.
The Packers don't beat the Lions.
Right.
That's so it just kind of feels, you know, it's like, is it really a rivalry? Now, if the Packers bust your ass, and then you meet in the playoff, I can understand it more.
Well, yeah, it was because the Packers were winning all the games, and then all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers said that famous week, I can't believe we lost to that team, and they haven't beaten them since.
Let's go to Jamie, 97.1. Jamie, what's going on? Jamie? I'm going to go ahead and put Jamie on hold. He clearly has some business to attend to. David, go ahead with the ticket text.
Someone's saying Lions and the Dallas Cowboys.
How? What planet is that a rivalry? Don't cite a game 13 years ago. Like, it's not.
Tigers' rival is Cleveland. That is from Rick.
All right, but hold on. Okay, so we had the playoff series last year. Fine enough. Who really gets amped up when Cleveland's here? As if that's this, oh my God, I got to get to the ballpark. Who?
Nobody.
You can convince yourself of it, but I don't think it's real.
Tampa Bay and the Lions, couple playoff games, right?
Lose to Tampa Bay in the playoffs, and then it would be a rivalry.
Correct.
Yeah. You beating them in the games that count. It's not for me.
Like I said, I think the closest, probably the Commanders. You're going to play them again this year.
They ended your season.
You went 15-2, and they said not good enough.
The Seahawks? They do come to town and beat them, though.
You're right. They play every year for some reason.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Cubs and Cardinals is a major rival.
Yeah, but see, again, okay. In a world of sports where you have, call it 120 professional teams plus, if you have two or three rivalries you're able to cite, that's kind of proving the point. Rivalries really in 2025 have been taken out of the game based on the business of the game. You want to sell me on Chiefs in Denver? I don't know. But for our teams here in town, it feels really empty. I mean, Wings and Pistons, forget it. There's nothing. Nothing. Baseball struggles with rivalries on surface. The Lions are our best shot. Rico may have the best suggestion. Maybe it's a developing thing with the Commanders, but it still has to develop. Mm-hmm. It's not the Rams. They can keep selling this Rams thing. The Rams don't beat you.
No, and you have a rivalry when all of a sudden you hate their best player. You can't stand him. And the reason why you can't stand him is because he beats you or he just gives you fits. So that's why I say, like, the Commanders may be the closest.
Go to Jamie 97.1. Jamie, what's going on?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Just want to I thought Rico hit the nail on the head a few minutes ago when he said rivalries are dead to the players. Michigan State College football, college basketball, they didn't try as hard. They didn't care as much. State takes it as in basketball as a rivalry. And look what happened. And Michigan, I'll say, but he said that the people, especially me as a senior citizen, treat them always as a rivalry. With
yes.
Some.
That's
Michigan,
the disconnect.
Ohio State football, now they've won 4 in a row. It was always a rivalry, in my opinion, but it sure is now.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. Ultimately, you know, Jamie, the fans feel one way, but the players, a lot of these guys, they're not even here long enough to know what they're fighting for. Not at the college level.
Bruh, when you got players who transfer from one rival to the next, that tells you, man, of all the schools to go to, you went to that one? Really? You had over 200 schools to pick, and you went to your rival.
But now it's your fourth school and your fourth paycheck, and it doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, we have reports. I mean, look at what happened with Nico Ilyamaliava. or James Pierce. These guys are 1 foot out the door. They're negotiating live. Yeah. You can't possibly be engaged in a rivalry.
All right. That's what I said. Only for the fans does college football still matter. Well, you see that logo, that color, and you just get so angry.
It killed it for me. Because you knew the guys on that field hated each other more than you could ever hate them.
Yeah.
And that's gone, and it's I can't explain it.
Dude, right. It was. I remember it was Brandon Graham because he was the last like real Michigan player under Rich Rod guaranteeing the win over Michigan State. They didn't get it, but he was just like, guys, we got to rise up and beat them because I don't like them. And, yeah, it's like – it's manufactured. I mean, you like the caller just said, you look at the logo incident at Spartan at the Breslin Center. It's like, okay, guys, do you really, we're doing this? Like, you know, one's not even on the team. Neither one is on the team anymore. One's not on State anymore. One's not on Michigan anymore. So there's your rivalry.
Let's go to Brandon, 97.1. Brandon, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, mate?
How are you, sir?
I'm good. Hey, I got a rivalry that's brewing again in Detroit sports. Is the Pistons and Indiana Pacers. We got a history with them, and right now they don't like us. We don't like them. It's been close games, and we had drama during the time in the regular season with them. I was hoping we'd play them in the playoffs. It didn't happen, but hey, that's a rivalry that's starting over.
But the
again.
Problem is, you haven't played truly meaningful games against them in 20 years.
That's true.
You know, Brandon, that's where I struggle with it. Now, I'm not telling you they're best friends. I agree with you. Beef stew may kill someone if those two teams play in a playoff series, but we need those series for it to be a rivalry again.
I think we might get it next year. I mean, we get the right pieces in place, and you see where the Pacers is at right now.
Well, here's the thing, Brandon. If you took out the Knicks and put the Pacers in there and had that series, maybe you would feel like the rivalry was back.
See, but here's the thing. It may never become that, though, because part of it, of the hatred, is the Ivy Mathurin thing. If Ivy gets dealt in the offseason, then what is left? Where's the hate?
I mean, Beef Stew right there, too.
Deal him, too.
They had, you know.
Oh, boy, David, please. You're going to offend a lot of Detroit. That is the city's mascot.
I'm sorry. Just deal him. Get somebody better.
No. Okay. Listen, the cap hit is something I struggle with. Does he play a role? Is it rim protection? Is he a good backup center? Yes, yes, and yes. But $15 million a year for that? This is going to be the challenge. I know it's not the topic we're doing. I'm sorry. But you slandered the man, and I felt a need to interject.
My apologies.
Very unfair. 248-539-9797. I'm going to get more to people. We'll get into a blitz. We got Who Said It to get to as well. We talked about the Anzalone contract stuff. Probably get back into that a little bit later as well. 97.1.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.